This is Earth and Sky. On May 18, 1980, the top blew off Mount St. Helens in Washington State.
This volcanic eruption leveled hundreds of square kilometers of forests, but pockets of life survived and provided footholds for recolonization. Imagine a sparrow flying across a barren landscape. It spots an isolated upside-down tree with dead roots hanging in the air. While the bird rests on the moist, decaying matter, it drops a grass seed, and recovery begins.
Scientists have learned that where any structure at all survived around Mount St. Helens, life came back much more quickly. Now, what were forest landscapes are largely meadowlands with grasses, insects, birds, gophers, mice, and even some shrubs and trees. This disproves traditional models that say recolonization always occurs in a strict sequence, from mosses to lichens to herbs to shrubs and finally to trees.
Mount St. Helens has helped ecologists understand the recovery process following large-scale natural disturbances. It's also providing insight into recovery from human disturbances such as strip mining and clear-cutting. This much seems clear. Recolonization goes faster when even minimal biological legacies are left standing. Special thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service, caring for your national forests and grasslands. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.